Hello.
Yes, hello, Ms. Williams. Yeah,
Yes.
this is Aaron from Family First. I don't know what was going on with the phone. It wouldn't
I
let me
know.
click
I had
over.
tried to call you back.
Yeah,
And
it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I'll
you'll
call you
get
later
back.
this week.
That'll be fantastic, okay?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, I'll call you later this week. We'll figure it out.
Okay, thank
Okay?
you so much. All right, have a
Absolutely.
fantastic. Well, wait a minute, hold it. Where do you think you're going? I've just read your message, and you said on there it says his duties. He don't do enough. Well, what duties are you talking about? Listen, he cooks. He has to do
oh,
the laundry.
Caregiver. It's his schedule and caregiver duties. So that's how it reads on the form. It's something that we require. We require through your insurer to have in your file. So it's the caregiver's schedule and his duty. So they have a list of what caregivers can do. It is not for you specifically. It's basically what home care is under the Pennsylvania Medicaid wage. So it's like light housekeeping,
you don't have
cooking,
to
cleaning.
Explain to me. I'm very aware. I do have Mr. But Mr.'s a turtle. Mr. is in the kitchen near the sink. So I can clean his tank every Monday by myself. I can do that. Laundry is basically towels and sheets. I ain't asking that man to be folding up my drawers. Okay? So I understand what you say. Like I said before, I'm a registered nurse myself, and I am not looking for a housekeeper. I can clean my own house.
Right.
Okay, now, the run the vacuum cleaner up the hallway is, I mean, he's not lazy. Okay? He's not lazy at all. So when, to take out the trash when he leaves, yes, he does things like that. But, I mean, it ain't like I asked him to get on his knees and scrub my bathroom floor with a toot. No. I don't think that's in his job description to play housekeeper. Light housekeeping, I mean, the washing machine washes the clothes. The dryer dries the clothes. When he bring them to me, I fold them up myself.
Okay.
Okay, I do that myself. That's, in other words, that's how I've been falling, going towards the laundry room, moving. He does that. Okay. He brings the laundry basket to me, and I do the folding. He ain't got to iron my clothes. No, he don't do that. Trust me, he does enough.
Good.
He does enough, okay?
Yeah.
He prepares the meals. He leaves the kitchen clean behind himself. He puts the dishes back where they're supposed to go. In the event that I decide that I want to go into my kitchen and I want to reorganize my pots and pans or my dishes, I have a stool. He will take them out. I'll put them back. I wipes the counter, the inside, and I put my own dishes back the way I want them put there. This is where we get along so good. Okay? So when you said his duties, now what is this man talking about?
Yeah, that's just what's on the paper.
Okay. But there should already be, and my case manager had already sent that into the state. Okay? She already sent that into the state specifying what they're saying and or what they mean as far as I don't need a housekeeper.
No, it's not that. So what it is, what your service coordinator did for Keystone, she did your plan of care and your comprehensive needs assessment. So that's specific to you. With this particular form, is it just what caregivers' responsibilities or duties are or can be under Medicaid? So it's a generalization.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. Because
okay.
Some people don't know. So it's just literally it comes from the state. And it's not specific to you, but just in general. Because some people don't realize, like, deep cleaning. Like, I've had people say, Well, I wanted the caregiver to wash my woodworks and shampoo
my
carpet.
Oh, hell no. That's
Right.
hell.
That's not,
I mean,
it's
wait
called,
a minute.
light,
Hold up.
yeah, it's a lighthouse keeping is available. Or I've had hoarders where they were like, well, I want the caregiver to remove all the stuff. Well, they can't necessarily, they're not supposed to really do that. If they do that, that's on their own kindness. But under home care, under Medicaid waiver, this is what is available. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. That's all it is.
Okay. Because I'm like, now, wait a minute. Hold up. I done already told him. I done taught him how to do his vital signs, blood pressure, temperature. I taught him those things because that is a part of my daily routine in here to take my blood pressure every morning after I take my medication. Okay? I have electronic blood pressure gizmos, so all he has to do is basically read it, and I can write it down. I have plants. If he brings the water to me, I can water the plants myself.
Okay.
I mean, it ain't like he got, I got these big ass tall plants, and oh my God, he got to move the plants, dust behind. Oh, no. That's extra, as far as I'm concerned. And my place is not, my place is not that big. Okay.
Okay.
It's comfortable. In the wintertime, I got heat. In the summertime, I got air in every room. So it's not like he's in any uncomfortable conditions.
Right.
I shop at BJ's. I pick up what I like to eat. I pick up what he like to eat. The only thing is, you know, at the end of your shift, make sure you remove the trash, which is from the front door to out front in the building. Don't have to take my trash out because the lawn keeper does that. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm saying, what this man talking about? His duties. Don't try to run the man away. I'm not asking for no housekeeper. This is what I was trying to say. So that was when I read it. I'm like, what? I said, wait a minute. The last agency, well, like I said, I ain't never had a problem with them other than I was stuck without a person coming. There was always, I couldn't find, or either they couldn't read the GPS to get here. So they just decided not to come. Oh, my God. So I had to call a girl across the street. I'm getting ready to take my medication. I don't need you to take my medications, you know, dispense my medications. I know how to do that, okay? But I have to take the medications with my medicine. I don't buy orange juice because I can't take my medications with orange juice. So I don't buy orange juice, so I already know that. When my breakfast is set up, because I'm vegan, okay? Wheat germ and fruit. I buy that stuff. I set that up myself, okay? I don't have a dishwasher, so I buy paper plates, okay? I try to make things easy for me, even in the event that I don't have anybody. But Sarah told me, she said, you don't have to worry about it. This is my number. If you don't have anybody, I will definitely be able to send somebody to you.
Hold on, Ms. Williams. I got another call. Somebody has to call me back.
Okay, but I'll talk to you later in the week.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.